This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Gandaki State reports 32 new cases of coronavirus today and European Union to bar travellers from US and Brazil due to continued surge in coronavirus infections. Now the news in detail. The two-day standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party is underway at the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Today's meeting will discuss on prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19, Nepal's border problem and its solution, thorough review of the government's work, assessment of the party works and remaining works of organizational unification and Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact and miscellaneous topics. 32 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Gandaki State today. According to State Health Directorate Pokhara, of the new cases, 22 are from Sangja, 8 from Baglung and 2 from Nawalparasi. Directorate's Director Dr. Vinod Bindu Sarma informed that the newly infected are being taken to various isolation centres in the district for treatment. The tests were confirmed at the State Tuberculosis Centre Pokhara, Rapti Institute of Health Sciences and National Public Health Laboratory. So far, 118 people have returned home after recovery, while 2 have died from COVID-19 in this state. Of the 9,458 samples collected, 7,958 have been tested. The result of the remaining is awaited. With this, the total number of coronavirus infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 838. Likewise, 3 corona infected persons who were undergoing treatment at district community isolation wards in Lamjung have returned home yesterday after recovery. According to Chief District Officer Krishna Prasad Sharma, they were discharged after their coronavirus test report came negative. A 25-year-old pregnant woman of Torpati Rural Municipality has recovered from COVID-19. The 8-month pregnant was airlifted to Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur, after her stomach started to swell. She had gone surgery at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur on June 8, where she was also identified with COVID-19. In the last 2 PCR tests, the patient tested negative for the virus. The Ministry of Health and Population is to establish 10 more laboratories in order to carry out tests for coronavirus through the PCR method. Coordinator of the Ministry's Incident Command System, Dr. Gunaraj Lohani, informed that the labs will be established in 10 different locations as an effort to expand the scope of COVID-19 tests. Accordingly, the PCR labs will be set up in Mechi Hospital, Daryal Dura Hospital, Dailik Hospital, National Ayurveda Research and Training Center, Kathmandu, Am Police Hospital, Balambu, Palpa Hospital, Dholagiri Hospital, Thankuta Hospital, Nepal Police and Nepal Army Hospitals in the capital. Presently, PCR tests for coronavirus takes place in 23 different laboratories across the country. Regular charter flights are taking place from the Tribhuvan International Airport to rescue and repatriate Nepalese stranded due to coronavirus in different countries. Today, Nepal Airlines, Himalaya Airlines and Jazeera Airways have brought Nepalese from Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, according to TIA office. Nepal Airlines is also bringing Nepalese from Melbourne, Australia and Saudi Arabia today. On an average, 10 to 16 charter flights are taking from the TIA since last Saturday. Of them include cargo flights as well as bringing in essential medical supplies and other goods. In the first phase, the government had decided to repatriate some 30,000 Nepalese stranded in different countries. A branch manager of the state-run Rashtriya Banija Bank RBB has been arrested by police on the charge of approving loan based on first government documents. Manager of the RBB Tribhuvan Chowk branch Lalit Bahadur Sahi was arrested yesterday. According to Superintendent of Police of Banki Om Bahadur Rana, he was arrested in connection with the investigation of a case involving gold entrepreneur on the charge of taking loan from the bank with the submission of fake land ownership certificates, tax receipts, and first letter pad, stamp and signature of the Land Tax Office and Nepalganj Submetropolis and their officers. SP Rana said statements from other employees of the RBB branch office are also being recorded. Further investigation into the incident is underway. You are listening to Nepal's 2 PM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The European Union, EU, is said to exclude travelers from the United States, Brazil and Russia, where the bloc reopens its borders to outsiders on July 1st, citing the uncontrolled transmission of the new coronavirus in the three countries. Ambassadors from the 27 European Union member states convened on Friday afternoon to establish criteria for granting quarantine-free access from next Wednesday. The meeting ended with a tentative list of about 18 countries from which people are free to travel to Europe, but the list did not include the United States, Brazil, or Russia. U.S. Infectious Disease Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci says the nation has serious problem as 16 states reel from a spike in COVID-19 cases. At the first White House task force briefing in 2 months, Dr. Fauci said the only way we are going to end it is by ending it together. As health experts said, more must be done to slow the spread, Vice President Mike Pence praised U.S. progress. More than 40,000 new cases were recorded across the U.S. on Friday. The total of 40,173 given by Johns Hopkins University was the highest daily total so far, exceeding the record set only the previous day. There are over 2.4 million confirmed infections and more than 125,000 deaths nationwide, more than any other country. Vice President Mike Pence said the president requested the task force address the American people amid surges in infections and hospital admissions across southern and western states. Health officials in the U.S. estimate the true number of cases is likely to be 10 times higher than the reported figure. India reported over 17,000 new coronavirus cases over the last 24 hours, pushing the country's total above 500,000, Federal Health Ministry data showed today, with infections surging in major cities, including the capital, New Delhi. Infections are expected to continue rising steadily in India. Experts advising the federal government say the authorities should now prioritize reducing mortality over containing the spread of the virus. As infection mount swiftly and hospitals become stretched, some cities like New Delhi are scrambling to build temporary facilities with thousands of beds to quarantine and treat COVID-19 patients. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Gandaki State reports 32 new cases of coronavirus today and European Union to bar travelers from US and Brazil due to continued surge in coronavirus infection. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.